Welcome to Earth Eats, a weekly program of real food and green living. I'm your host, Annie Corrigan. Chef Daniel Orr is a Columbus, Indiana native, and he's also a world-renowned chef. On this episode, he talks to us about some decadent hot chocolate.
The first snowfall of the year is rejuvenating. This is especially true when the flakes have fallen throughout the night, and when you wake up, the world is suddenly covered with a bright white shag carpeting. A shocking change, one that really brings out the kid in me. I can still remember running out to the garage and bringing in our two wooden toboggans and waxing them with those bars of golf wax. The first rounds were fun, but as the trails were slickened and ramps were built, the speed of the action seemed to increase. How we didn't break any bones still astounds me. A few hours later, we were plumb tuckered out. Then it was chocolate time. Mom would serve it to us next to the fireplace in metal camp cups. Afterwards, we'd play board games or cards with Grandpa Kolb until our sugar rushes had passed or the winter wonderland had just called us out again. Now, many years later, I'm sure that chocolate wouldn't have tasted as good. I'm sure Mom made it with some of those industrial cocoa powders of the day, but I also know she did something extra. A little heavy cream, possibly a Hershey bar or two, but definitely a lot of love. Nowadays, I opt for a darker, more bitter brew with some homemade marshmallows or maybe just a wee shot of something stronger. As adults, we enjoy spiked cocoa, mulled wine with a little brandy, some spiced cider with a little applejack. Sure, things have changed a lot in 40 years, but hot drinks are still a perfect way to start a long, warm conversation deep into the night.
Here's a recipe for some Caribbean hot chocolate that you can make at home. Grab a pencil and some paper. Here's what you'll need. 1 bar of bittersweet chocolate, 8 cups of milk, 4 cups of cream, 1/2 of an orange peeled, 3 cinnamon sticks, 1 teaspoon of Kitchen Dior sweet seasoned spice blend, 1 cup of brown sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and you can add 1 cup of rum if you like.
First of all, we have some really good dark chocolate. You want to use something that's fairly bitter. So we're just going to just really grate it fairly finely. Okay, and then again, you want to use a good quality chocolate. The better the chocolate you use, the better the quality of the beverage you're going to have. And since you're celebrating, go ahead and splurge and get some good chocolate. All right, we have this nicely chopped. We also have a couple of vanilla beans. And what we're going to do is we're just going to slice those lengthwise. Okay, and when we do that, we're exposing the little seeds inside the vanilla bean. And those are going to really perfume the warm dairy mixture that you have. Now over here we have our milk, which I've already scalded. I'm just going to pour that into a nice hot pot. Okay, and then we're going to add our cream. And of course you can always get exact measurements on the website. I'm going to add the vanilla beans. Okay, and then our other flavorings are going to be some cinnamon sticks. I've got 3 pieces of cinnamon stick. I've taken a vegetable peeler, and I've peeled 1/2 an orange, so we have these nice chunks of orange zest that we'll be able to strain out later. Okay, I'm going to add a pinch of salt. Now, a lot of people don't think of putting salt or pepper into sweet things, but what it does is it wakes up your tongue. It allows you to taste the other things even better, so it'll really bring out those spicy flavors. You don't want to put enough to make it taste salty, but you just want to wake up your palate a little bit. Our sweetener, we're going to use some brown sugar, and we have some of my sweet seasoned spice blend. If you don't have that, you can always use some nutmeg and allspice. I remember when I was a kid, the smell of the hot chocolate when you came in from sledding was always such a fun thing and so rewarding, and you'd be pulling off all those layers of clothing and Mom would be bringing out the hot chocolate. So this kind of is an adult way to bring back those memories. Okay, I'm going to add the chocolate. Okay, and we're just going to stir that in. We just want all that chocolate to melt and incorporate into the dairy. And once it's done, we can turn off the fire. All right, once the hot chocolate has sat for about 5 or 7 minutes, you want to take your whisk and really kind of agitate the liquid, and you're going to make it a little bit frothy. You're also going to make sure that all those little bits of chocolate are completely mixed in. All that we have left to do is to serve it. You have your nice warm mugs to ladle your hot chocolate into, and then depending on what you want, you could either put a float of some whipped cream on top, or you could put a marshmallow or even a homemade marshmallow on top of this. But what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate the Midwest with just a wee splash of bourbon. And so it makes it kind of an adult drink, something that you can celebrate with and enjoy a truly adult-flavored hot chocolate.
This has been Earth Eats with special guest Chef Daniel Orr. This episode was produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. You can find recipes, photos, and much more on our website. Visit us online at wfiu.org/EarthEats. Until next week, revisit your childhood a bit with some indulgent hot chocolate. I'm Annie Corrigan.